You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome March for Our Lives activists Emma Gonzalez and Matt Deitch. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So good to have you here. Is that the first thing you're going to do, go straight to my water? You're just going to check if it's water?
What
if
no, it's the mug.
What if it was just like a fake mug and now you would have exposed the fact that I don't have any real things in my cups? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. You know what's been fascinating for me in watching your journey is that many people get angry when something bad happens in their world, not just in America, anywhere. Many people are outraged, many people say something, some people do something, but you continue to work at it to make change. What do you think keeps driving you?
I definitely know that in the very beginning of all this, we met with a bunch of kids from Chicago, who the Peace Warriors mainly, who we are still friends with today. And they told us about the six principles of nonviolence of Martin Luther King's. And principle number four is, accept suffering without retaliation for the sake of the cause to achieve the goal. Which means basically, it doesn't matter what you face as an individual, the goal is much more important than anybody, which is kind of the main principle that, you know, we went to see the SID encounters in North Carolina, and
right. That
was the methods that were used then. Doesn't matter if somebody hits me, doesn't matter if somebody pours something over my head, try to get me off of this seat, I need to sit here because this is for everybody.
And you have been attacked in multiple ways online. I mean, everyone has accused you of everything from being political puppets all the way through to crisis actors. People have said that your emotion is fake. You've fought through that, and now you have a movement that has taken you on the road. What is this organization all about?
It's all about saving lives, Trevor. It's all about creating coalitions throughout different communities around this country so that we can come together and create a united front for change. This is way more than just Parkland. This is about the communities around this country that suffer from day-to-day gun violence and gun violence in many different forms. So every single day on this tour, we've traveled 70-something stops now, and every single place we go, we hear a new story of someone lost in a different form of gun violence. And so it's about fighting for all of them
right. Before
it's too late.
And the main thing you're trying to do is get young people to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. And actually show up for the
vote. Like, that's an important part. Why is that the key to what you're doing? Because, I mean, people say, like, register to vote, but you're going like, no, we want you to show up. Why is there a difference?
Because people say, my vote doesn't count. So if somebody's in your face saying, register to vote, you can say, ah, sure. But nobody's going to go up to you the day of the polls and say, get out there and vote. You know, like, we're going to try to do offers of ride sharing and stuff like that.
Right.
Or, you know, we encourage people to say, like, you know, try to carpool everybody that you know and try to get everybody at the polls at the same time to
right. Offer
the transportation to those who don't have it. But if, you know, if a million people say my vote doesn't count, that's a million votes that could have either swung a district or made an impact. You know, in the Ohio special election, it was under 2,000 votes that, like, was the difference between the two people.
Right.
Like, your vote really, really does count. What if it had been one vote?
Right.
That person's one vote would have made the difference.
Right. We saw a story where in one election it had to be decided by basically a coin flip. And
mm-hmm.
it's starting to show you that elections are getting closer and closer. People's votes are counting more than they ever thought before. Young people in particular haven't been good at turning up when it comes to the midterms. In this election, it feels different. We're seeing research that says more and more people are registering, more and more people who are young are inclined to vote. Do you feel like gun violence and mass shootings are a big driving factor in this?
Well, young people are more educated now than they've ever been before. And young people turn out at a rate about 1 in 5. If young people turn out in a rate of 2 out of 5, they can swing any election that they turn out in. And so that's what it's really about, is about showing that young people, if you can just convince one person in your proximity that to vote that wasn't planning on voting, you can swing this election.
Right.
And actually obtain morally just leaders. Because right now, Congress does not reflect the wants and needs of the American people.
When it comes to gun issues, one thing I've noticed repeatedly is how you will be asked questions that many people in Congress don't get asked, aren't even expected to know the answers to. You have had to, I think, immerse yourself in policy more than many politicians have in a strange way. But what are you hoping will be achieved by people voting? What are you hoping some of the changes will be when it comes to gun reform in America?
Well, when something like universal background checks is supported by over 95% of the American public and the Speaker of the House refuses to introduce a bill to be voted on, that is what we want to see change. We want these policies that are being supported with a supermajority in this country, like universal background checks, digitizing the ATF, disarming domestic abusers, violence prevention programs, and the rest of our policies are on our website, marchforourlives.com, how we save lives. But it's mostly just about getting these policies that have nothing to do with the Second Amendment and just have a basis in saving lives that are supported by the general public. These all poll above 65% with the general public, yet Congress decides to do absolutely nothing.
And you've been hosting town halls, you've been meeting with people, you've hosted more town halls than I think some people in Congress may have actually hosted.
150 congressmen have not had a town hall in the last 2 years.
Wow. So, you're out there, you're meeting with people who don't always agree with you. What do you find are the things they agree with you on? And is there something that you find in some way shifts a person's perspective? Or is there some way that they've shifted your perspective when you engage with people you don't agree with?
Usually when people come up to us and say, I don't like what you stand for, they think that we are trying to take guns out of America or that we are against the Second Amendment. That's not true. We are a pro-Second Amendment organization. We want safety around guns.
Right.
People who are law-abiding citizens and are worried about getting their guns taken away, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to worry about. We're talking about the people who are not law-abiding citizens.
Right.
If you're that conscious about it, you should understand, you obviously do understand that guns are something that need to be held with respect and responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. I'm sorry.
Right.
but that's true, and everybody needs to hold that in their hearts and in their minds, and there are a lot of people who don't, and we're just trying to catch everybody up to that thought process.
And when people say to you, oh, you kids are out there, you're trying to take the guns away, some people will say to you, you're trying to change what America stands for. What do you find changes them when you speak to them as a person? Like, is there a moment where they go like, oh, I see what you're saying? Or do you find sometimes you just have to say we agree to disagree?
We just bring them into the reality of what's going on in this country. A lot of them choose to ignore what's actually going on in communities even really near theirs. We'll be in Wisconsin, and they won't understand the day-to-day gun violence that happens in Milwaukee when they're in Janesville. And that is heartbreaking to us because we need to really love our neighbors. We need to come together community by community and actually stand for each and every life that we're losing every day. And so when... I did not expect so a lot of these people don't actually understand what's happening day to day. A toddler picks up a gun and shoots themselves or someone once a week for the last 3 years in this country. And with something like safe storage laws or mandatory trigger locks or even like a bike lock on a gun trigger could save countless lives in this country. And that is just common sense.
Right.
It makes perfect sense for someone to say, oh yeah, I should report if my gun is stolen. But in Texas, where more guns are stolen than anywhere else in the country, that's not a law. You don't have to do that. But if you steal alcohol from a parent, it could be a felony. It's child endangerment. But we call it an accidental shooting. There are no accidental shootings. It's negligence.
Let's talk about the shirts that you're wearing. All right, clearly you didn't talk about it before you left the house. You're wearing the same thing. You're not just talking, you're doing. You're not just doing, you're helping others do. Getting people out to vote always seems tedious. Your shirts have a purpose. Tell me about them.
The QR code, if you scan it with your camera, very simple, don't even need an app, it will get you registered to vote in under 2 minutes.
So can we zoom in on that right now? So if you're watching this at home, Yeah, if you're watching this at home right now, and you zoom in, like, you can take a picture of this right now on your phone, and you can join this movement. You can register to vote. You can get out there. You can have your voice heard.
You don't even have to agree with us in policy. You can just get registered to vote and get out there and vote.
I like that. So it's, like, going to be, like, over 100 dates. How do you go back to your normal lives? Like you guys know you have the right to be kids as well, right? Like, what do you go back to after this?
There is no normality in this country right now. And so having to understand that... we need to continue building these coalitions with people and continue educating people what's going on day to day, because not a day has passed on this tour where we haven't heard a new name, a new story. We haven't seen a day go by where a new news story of someone else shot and killed, another young person shot and killed in this country happens. This doesn't happen anywhere else except America.
Right.
And it is up to us as Americans to actually stand up and fight for each other. And so there is no normality until we can continue to come together and actually change this. So I know you want us to be kids, but we have more important things to do.
Oh, thank you so much for being on the show. To learn more about the movement, go to marchforourlives.com. Emma Gonzalez, Matt Deitch, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.